he saw a cloud of unusual size over Vesuvius. It rose to a great height on a sort of trunk and then split off into branches. Sometimes it looked white, sometimes blotched and dirty according to the amount of soil and ashes it carried with it. He gave orders for the warships to be launched with the intention of bringing help to many people. This lovely stretch of coast was thickly populated. He hurried to the place which everyone else was hastily leaving, steering his course straight for the danger zone. The wind was in my uncle's favor, and he was able to bring his ship in. Ashes were already falling. On Mount Vesuvius, broad sheets of fire and leaping flames blazed at several points. My uncle tried to allay the fears of his companions by repeatedly declaring that these were nothing but bonfires abandoned by the peasants in their terror. In the morning, they debated whether to stay indoors or to take their chance in the open, for the buildings were now shaking with violent shocks. Outside, on the other hand, there was the danger of falling pumice stones. However, they chose to risk the open air and, as a protection against falling objects, put pillows on their heads. Elsewhere, there was daylight by this time, but they were still in darkness, blacker and denser than any night. My uncle decided to go down to the shore and investigate the possibility of escape by sea, but he found the waves still wild and dangerous. Then the flames and smell of sulfur, which gave warning of the approaching fire, drove the others to take flight. He stood leaning on two slaves, and then suddenly collapsed. When daylight returned on the 26th, 2 days after the last day he had seen, his body was found intact and uninjured, still fully clothed.
We now know what actually happened. A violent blast of gas shot a huge cloud of ash and pumice miles into the air. Down fell a rain of lapilli, pieces of pumice, which buried the city to a depth of about 10 feet. Some people fled. But many who sheltered in the houses were killed by buildings crumbling under the weight. Others were trapped and died. The survivors emerged into the open. It was then that a hurricane of scorching ash swept down the mountain. Those in flight, their lungs seared by the red-hot lava particles, collapsed in their tracks. About 2,000 bodies have been found so far, one-tenth of the population. The last minor eruption of Vesuvius was in 1944. For 30 years, the volcano has been silent, dangerously silent. But for how long?
Thank you.